Wow, it's unbelievable. there's a thing there with my voice that at that time was a point of discussion. So it goes like this. There was a guy in town on the radio, was the most famous guy on the radio in 1992 and for decades, named Neil Rogers.
Sure, yeah.
And Neil was a brilliant radio personality, but could be a challenge to deal with. And he loved to make fun of my voice. Well, I write in my book about it. He wasn't all wrong. Indeed, when things would be tense, even though I didn't feel nervous, but my voice would get higher, and I would it was not really a good broadcast voice. Well, but during Hurricane Andrew, I talked and talked and talked and talked and talked, and I actually damaged my vocal cords. Well, my vocal cords never completely repaired, and the end result was that it took the high register off my voice, so I have a much better voice for broadcasting today than I did in 1992. So in that Brian Welch song, if you hear in the beginning, they sing it in a kind of a nasally sort of sound. Well, that's playing off what the commentary was about my voice. But then after the hurricane, people talked about, it was the voice that got us through. So there was this really interesting development with my voice, which went from being somewhat unfavorable to being suddenly recognizable and some sort of therapeutic kind of sound for people. But indeed, Mother Nature helped the situation because I ended up with scar tissue on my vocal cords, which has changed the timbre of my voice now for 25 years.